Well, friend, come on in, take your shoes off, take your coat off, have a seat, and let's fellowship together on this Thursday, this June the 2nd, 2016. How are you? It's Joey Kroll, and yep, it's already Thursday this week. You know, I'll tell you what, having Monday off as Memorial Day just threw me off. You know, when I got to work on Tuesday, the entire day, I thought it was Monday. You know, when somebody said, well, on Wednesday, we'll do such and such. And I said, well, you know, we still got a couple of days. Don't worry, you know. And just I was reminded several times that it was not Monday. So my whole week is thrown off. It really is. And then the garbage men normally come at our house on Friday. But when there's a day off, they come the next day. So I got to remember not to put it out tomorrow, but to put it out on Saturday. And by that time, you know, I may just even forget. So I'm totally thrown off, but praise the Lord, God is good. This is the day that he has made. Amen. Oh, the problems we have, I'll tell you. Hey, I pray that you're having yourself a great, great week. And yeah, I tell you what, our kids are officially out of school. We've been keeping them busy. You know, they're just reminding their dad what day it is. You know, so that's like a full-time job. No, our kids are out of school, and we got some stuff planned this summer for the kiddos. And we take our annual vacation to Santa Claus, Indiana, in July. So we got that going on, and we're probably planning on going to maybe a Cardinals game down in St. Louis. And we visited some family down south over the weekend for Memorial Day. So we got lots of stuff planned here this summer, and I hope, speaking of planning, that you're going to be part of the great Ivan Parker concert next Saturday night. Not this weekend, but next weekend, First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Now, if you remember, Ivan Parker came to the area last year, and his son Josh was with him. I don't know if you had a chance to see that. And Josh is the electric guitar player for Ivan, and he did a couple of solo songs. I think it was Shout to the Lord and Days of Elijah. Just fantastic. Everybody was on their feet clapping, and just a wonderful, wonderful time. And I'm hoping Josh will come back next weekend with his daddy Ivan. But yeah, it's all happening next Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m. First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. The Singing Men of GNN will also be performing, and open general seating when you pre-register at our website is $10, or it's $15 at the door. Or you can take advantage of the $25 Artist Circle Reserve seating and meet and greet with Ivan Parker. That's $25. Again, that's when you pre-register at greatnewsradio.org. There you'll see a graphic right there on the homepage. Just click the button that says click here for Ivan Parker Singing Men concert and fill that out. Or if you don't have access to the web, just call Karen at 217-367-7777, and she'll kind of take it from there to help you out there. 217-367-7777. Also, we are planning our trip to Israel. Yeah, 10-day life-changing trip to Israel, February 22nd through May the 3rd, 2017. Yeah, you can get more details at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's a tab right there up at the top that says Israel Trip. There was a young boy by the name of Ted Stallard who was turned off by school. Any Ted Stallards listening today? He was very sloppy in his appearance. He was expressionless, unattractive. He was slow. Oftentimes, he would just simply sit in class and stare off into space, which just drove his teacher, Miss Thompson, crazy. She didn't have much patience for little Ted. But if she had only studied Ted's records more carefully, she would have understood Ted's situation. His first grade teacher made comments that Ted shows promise with his work and attitude, but has a poor home situation. His second grade teacher said, Ted could do better. His mother is seriously ill. He receives little help from home. His third grade teacher says Ted is a good boy, but too serious. He is a slow learner. His mother died this year. And his fourth grade teacher said Ted is very slow, but well behaved. His father shows no interest whatsoever. And Christmas arrived, the children piled elaborately wrapped gifts on Miss Thompson's desk. Ted brought one too, and out of Ted's package fell a gaudy-looking bracelet with half of the stones missing and a bottle of cheap perfume. And Miss Thompson splashed some of the perfume on her wrist and put on the bracelet too. And at the day's end, Ted stopped by Miss Thompson's desk and says, "Miss Thompson, you smell just like my mother." And then he left. And she got down on her knees and asked God to forgive her and change her of her attitude. And the next day, the children, I'll tell you what, they were greeted by a reformed, changed teacher, one who was committed to loving each of them, especially the slow ones, especially Ted. And Ted, after that, began to show great improvement and graduated and so forth. And several years later, she received a letter from Ted that says, "Dear Miss Thompson, I wanted you to be the first to know I will be graduating second in my class. Love, Ted." And 4 years later, another note arrived. "Dear Miss Thompson, they just told me I will be graduating first in my class. I wanted you to be the first to know. The university has not been easy, but I sure enjoyed it. Love, Ted." And 4 years later, "Dear Miss Thompson, as of today, I am Dr. Theodore Stallard. How about that? I wanted you to be the first to know. In fact, I am getting married next month, the 27th to be exact. I want you to come and sit where my mother would sit if she were alive. You're the only family I have now. Dad died last year. Love, Ted." And Miss Thompson attended that wedding and sat where Ted's mother would have sat. See, friend, the compassion she had shown that young man entitled her to that privilege. You know, every day, if I can be honest with you, you and I, we come in contact with people just like Ted. However, for some, their hurt doesn't always show on the outside. Some people wear a mask to cover the invisible pain that exists beneath the surface of their lives. And maybe some of us listening today are living in that everyday private pain that's just eating away at your soul. You know, the pain could be caused by many different things: personal sin, rejection, bad decisions, addictions, abuse, betrayal. Maybe deep down inside, you're asking, "Does anyone care for me?" And I'll tell you what, this brings us to our passage today in John chapter 4. See, here we find a woman who has a not-so-good reputation, a woman who has a pretty roughed-up past. Jesus was tired from his journey, and the Bible says in John 4:6 that it was around noon. So he sat down next to a well, and this is where he meets this woman. So we pick up in John chapter 4, verse 7. "When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me a drink?' His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?' For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' 'Sir,' the woman said, 'you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, and as did his sons and his livestock?' Jesus answered, verse 13, 'Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, give me this water, so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.' He told her, 'Go call your husband and come back.' 'I have no husband,' she replied. Jesus said to her, 'You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.'" So we have Jesus here chilling in the dead heat of the noontime sun, who was thirsty, and he comes across this woman who's a Samaritan. Jesus is a Jew, and she is a Samaritan. Now, Jewish folk and Samaritan folk, they just didn't talk. I mean, there were great hostilities and hatred between Jews and Samaritans. And to make matters worse, this woman was a woman. I mean, a man did not speak with a woman, particularly if her husband or father were not present. And the woman here at the well is really no angel. I mean, mixed up with the wrong crowd, this poor girl from Samaria has quite a reputation. She's been married 5 times and was living in sin with a man who wasn't her husband. 5 failed marriages. Now, we don't know the great details of him, but they were 5 failed marriages. 5. Can I tell you something? Can I be honest with you today? When a person experiences enough failure, when a person experiences enough disappointment, enough heartache, enough brokenness, it will take a toll on you. And you will start to believe that you don't amount to much. And you will walk around in life with your head hung low. And you will actually believe the lie that you don't deserve anything good. And this is what we see in this woman. She's already had 5 husbands. 5 times she's tried to start over. 5 times she's tried to build a new life. And now she's given up on marriage, given up on happiness, given up on hope. For her, there is no turning back. For her, there is no new start. There is no clean slate. There is no new beginning. She accepted her lot as an outcast. She learned to live without hope. But friend, but brother, but sister, little did she know that hope was going to meet her where she was that afternoon. She was thirsty. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Thirsty. You know, I believe that God created a void in your heart that is only His to fill. When life becomes meaningless, boring, hard, it's because we've been filling it with everything but Him. The only one who can truly satisfy the human heart is the one who made it. Some of us are drinking at the well of relationships, trying to find that fulfillment. Some of us are drinking at the well of pornography to try to find that fulfillment. Some of us are drinking at the well of job titles and educations. And some of us are drinking at the well of money, all trying to cover up that brokenness. There is no human being, nor anything this world can offer, that has the ability to meet our deepest needs. Jesus said, "I am the living water." You know, Ray Combs was the host of The Family Feud from 1988 to 1994. Remember The Family Feud? It's still around today. He was the host who took over after Richard Dawson retired from the host position. And Combs was a comedian that fit in well with the show's format and style. And on one episode, there was a lady who had a pin on her blouse. And the pin said, "Ask me." That's what it said, "Ask me." And the curiosity was just killing Ray. So he said, "Okay, I've been waiting long enough. Tell me what your pin means." And little did he know that the pin was an evangelistic tool that started conversations about Jesus Christ. And she said, "If you died today," this is all on TV, by the way. She said, "Okay, if you died today and God asked you why you should go to heaven, what would you say?" And without skipping a beat, he said, "Because I'm Ray Combs, the host of The Family Feud." And the crowd started to cheer and everybody was going crazy and wild. But sadly, little did anyone know, under that glamour of being the host of a very popular game show, under the millions of dollars, under all of that stuff, was a man who was struggling. See, in July of 1994, Ray Combs injured his spinal disc in a car accident, which left him in permanent pain. He also went through financial problems after 2 of his comedy clubs failed. He and his wife of 18 years separated and later filed for divorce. Ray Combs made several attempts to revive his television career, but nothing really happened. And one night, Ray realized that it was too much, and he killed himself. And he found out that fame, fortune, money, Hollywood living, and everything else in this world cannot meet and need what the human heart, human soul desperately needs. Friend, there is no human being nor anything this world can offer that has the ability to meet our deepest needs. Only when we experience the living water from Jesus can we be fully satisfied. Verse 14, Jesus said, "But whoever drinks of the water I give them will never thirst." Whoever drinks. Being near the living water doesn't count. Going to church, carrying a Bible around, listening to Christian music, they're all well, but that's not the same as drinking the living water. Jesus says whoever drinks are the ones who admit that they're thirsty. And they know that only God has the water they need. And after Jesus and this woman have this conversation, Jesus reveals to her that he was the Christ, that he was the Messiah. He was the one that they all have been waiting for. In verse 28 of John chapter 4, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I did. Could this be the Messiah?" Did you catch that today? It says, then leaving her water jar. See, her water pot is symbolic to her old life. I mean, she had carried that thing around everywhere. I mean, every day it hindered her. Every day it defined her. Every day it reminded her of who she was. Every day it reminded her of who she wasn't. But now she had a new definition. Her definition was no longer this water bucket. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new is here." She had an encounter that day that she'll never forget, and she left it all behind. I encourage you today, friend, if you're thirsty, drop your water bucket. Quit digging from the well that will dry up. Jesus said, "Whoever drinks of that water, they will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water I give them, living water, will never thirst." This woman, her thirst was satisfied. Her heart was filled. Her hope restored and her future is secured because she had an encounter with Jesus.
You'll never find her story in a fairy tale. The other women at the well. Her life was full of pain, hurt, rejection, her loneliness she didn't want to show. But Jesus saw the desert in her soul. Drink from this water. Drink from this water. Yeah. Ooh.
This is a beautiful song. It's a group called Anointed, and You'll Never Thirst, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, the second day of June 2016. And just to remind you that this ministry is a listener-supported radio ministry. We are Christian radio because of God's people rallying around this ministry and supporting us financially and also through prayers of support. You can let us know of your financial gift. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be Friday, so get your Friday dance on and celebrate. Not too early, though. It's still Thursday. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.